This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Elvis and covers, as a matter of fact. This week is Elvis Presley week, so lots of references to that. 7 and a half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and the trip of a lifetime, offering a free trip to Las Vegas. Those of you who love to explore and go new places, you've never been to Vegas, call 800-419-DOUG. You can do it now, and their operating first 10 callers will be handled as they come in quickly. 800-419-3684. They know your time is valuable. It's important. So if you want to indulge in kind of a vacation that's different, can start it off with a bang. Help yourself a couple of free nights, then maybe you decide you want to stay longer. You can do that. 800-419-DOUG-A-ROONEY. All right. I have a question. A moral, and with this, a moral dilemma.
Ooh.
Or not. I'm pretty transparent. I think most of the time people think I'm pretty transparent. You pretty much know what's going on in my life. We talk about things that are from, if you will, the right off the shoulder. Frankness, in my world, counts. And being consistent. So you'll love the thought process as how I got here. I'm doing the laundry. The kids have gone home. Got 3 weeks of laundry. I'm doing the laundry, and I am getting towels out of the dryer. And I'm looking at the towels, the only colorful ones that I got when we were running a lot of commercials for MyPillow, because they had towels and they had slippers.
Their towels
and they
are
had,
good.
Yeah, they have good towels. So I'm thinking about what's his face that runs MyPillow, and all of the drag that
Mike
he
Lindell.
Put Lindell, all the drag he put on himself because of his focus on Trump. And Jennifer will tell you, and I think to a point, I guess, I think I agree. Not that I guess I do, I agree that he was a victim of his own stuff, the same way Trump is. But yet, he was vilified and kind of screwed over.
Made fun of and all.
Right.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy had a big drug problem. He writes about it in his book. He comes out of it. He starts a company in his garage. It becomes very successful. He's got 1,500 employees. So how is that not a, you know, a good example of the American dream? What his politics are, it bothered me. So when we were talking with the folks at MyPillow about what to do, they all love him. They all think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and that's appropriate. If you work for a guy and gives you a paycheck, you should be loyal to him. But our sales, and I don't know if you use MyPillow on CRN, the company you and your dad run, Jennifer, or not, but the sales were way off, and that particular commercial is attached wherever you hear it, whether it's here or whether it's with Hannity or on local stations. It's all tied to how much you sell, how much you move. And so the number of the volume of units that was selling went way, way down when Lindell was in the middle of all of this hot and heavy stuff. And so I stopped doing the commercials because they weren't really producing anything. Now I'm thinking to myself, did I do him a disservice? I guess I'm second guessing myself to a point as to whether or not I ought to go back to running commercials for MyPillow or not. I haven't really thought about it much until I was just folding up the towels, actually.
Well, that's a good, question, but also, do you like the product? Do you believe in the product as well? Do you like the towels?
Yeah, the towels are good. They have great bathroom.
Oh my gosh, bathroom. the sheets
are good.
Pad,
yeah.
The slippers, everything I've gotten from MyPillow, I have loved.
I have a MyPillow pillow, and I love it.
People love the MyPillow.
They love it, they hate them. Yeah,
I happen to love the MyPillow.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess I'm just, maybe we'll do this as a social media question and see what people say. Facebook and Instagram, it's Ed Good Day Radio Show. A lot of things you can reflect on, whatever you'd like to. But I'm curious as to whether, now, I know that this audience, because it's attached to a lot of stations that do right of center talk, that many of the listeners, age-wise and attitude-wise and otherwise, are, you know, to the right.
Yeah,
and
you're
I don't want. Yeah, God love you.
Without hesitation.
Right, yeah. Without hesitation. Right, exactly. Without a beat.
Look, you have to be smart to listen to this show. Of course, yeah. It would make sense that they're smart.
Well, at any rate, whether you think I should or I shouldn't, you know, just give me a heads up or a heads down. And base it on something other than emotion or the fact that you like Trump and that Lindell is a
with anything, if you like the products, buy them. And if you don't, don't.
Right.
It's the same thing with the Budweiser boycott. Still gets a lot of
attention. Oh, my God.
If you still love
ridiculous.
Budweiser, buy it.
Drink it. Right.
You don't.
All right, now.
You don't.
Talking about political problems, AOC apparently has a problem. I know you'll find this hard to believe, Jennifer, but she has found a solution to her problem. Most people know, what's her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? We haven't talked about her much for a while. She seems to have been kind of quiet lately. Anyway, so she has a sunscreen problem. Her skin is apparently very sensitive. And she says it's been a long time since the FDA approved any new ingredients for use in sunscreen. That was 20-some-odd years ago. She says we deserve better. So
we do.
Well, I
don't know. Somebody who relies on a lot of sunscreen and has sensitive skin, yes.
She says we're stuck in the 90s. My question is this a job for Congress or is this a job for some drug company.
I'd rather
anyway.
Have someone who knows how to make sunscreen, probably, rather than like somebody in Congress.
Well, she says that she and her husband have a sunscreen habit. They use it wherever they go out. She puts the white cream on and yada yada. Apparently, he's got a beard and so there's, I don't know, whatever.
It's a good habit to have.
There. Yeah. Anyway, so she's taken matters into her own hands. She has gone overseas to find sunscreens that are manufactured abroad. So she went to, is it Biore? Is that how you pronounce it? B-I-O-R-E? Is it Biore?
Yeah, Biore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. She says apparently they have, along with a couple of Asian brands, active ingredients that have not been approved for use in the United States. She says the technology is very sophisticated. You don't feel like you have a layer of sunscreen on. Paste it all over your face. Feels like you're putting on moisturizer. This sounds like something that Congress should be all over. This may be one of the few things they can figure out and actually do something with. So is it something, is sunscreen a problem that should be brought to the Congress of the United States? AOC says, yes, we should fix it. She's looking around and makes reference to the sun care, skin care habits of those people in South Korea, for example, in Japan, everywhere else but here, right?
And the problem is with a lot of those things, they are not cruelty-free. They are tested on animals.
Yeah.
We're not
right.
talking lab rats and bunnies. We're talking beagle puppies, and it's
right.
awful.
So, is this something that we should do? Does she have something? Is she on to something? Do we need new sunscreen formulations? Do we need new protocols? There are lots of social media comments as this came out over the weekend about trying to find exciting new products and innovations. And
why doesn't she do it herself? Look at how many celebrities have gotten on Beauty Trends because they had something in mind. It didn't exist. So they worked with scientists and people.
Is that an ethical thing in Congress, though?
That they could do it themselves.
Well, she could probably give the idea to someone, like, in a family or whatever. You know, that's the key to living in Congress is to have your...
Right, have your family buy it.
Have your family do it. Right. Get your husband going, you know.
So she says Congress has begun a preliminary early process of examining a better approval procedure, what it might look like for the manufacturers of sunscreen to do the appropriate research and to bring to submit drug information to the FDA. She also said, I think it's very important that we maintain a level of rigor around safety. We want to make sure this is not about advocating for the deregulation of these filters. So I haven't got much use for her. Have never had it. I just found when I saw this, I thought, okay, here's a way to bring her back into the conversation because she hasn't, I haven't mentioned her name. Jay, how long has it been? It's been months and months and months since we've talked about AOC.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but she had to bring Barack Obama into the conversation because she referenced when Obama back in 2014 signed the Sunscreen Innovation Act. S-I-A.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
So bizarre, but okay.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. It gave the FDA 5 years to approve the use of new sunscreen ingredients, and guess what? They haven't done a damn thing since then. What a shocker that is. Wow. All right. So now there's a new Office of Legal and Regulatory Affairs at the Personal Care Products Council, which is a trade group that's looking into the claims from Ms. AOC. And so, anyway, there's new, supposedly, approval process. But again, it has not been used. So does that tell you there's no market for it? What does that actually tell you? Thinking about in a market-driven economy like the United States, you would have thought this wouldn't, if it was going to work, if it was important, if people thought we ought to have it, it would have been something that was already in the process, right? Or is the FDA just too hard-ass? They don't look at stuff. I think the FDA is corrupt as could be, like most of the other organizations, frankly, in the federal government. I just think it's corrupt. So, all right, ladies, what do you think?
I'd say they're a little corrupt as well. Everybody's on
the radar. I'm talking about we need a new sunscreen.
Oh, a new sunscreen. I was like, the FDA's corrupt, but sure, some more sunscreen's nice.
We could maybe call it just AO screen.
Very good.
AO screen. How about that? Do you think I should? Maybe I should trademark
that.
Hurry
up, get that website.
She'd have to buy it from me for $25,000. All right, there we are, folks. Another new innovative idea from Good Day at 18 after the hour.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy a 2 month supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Oh. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
All right, favorite over. How many of us have run into men and women like that? Have you ever had a guy in your life who was the devil incarnate, Jay?
Ooh. People I have come across, but no one I have fully welcomed into my life, no. I'm pretty
lucky
you. How about you, Doug?
I think I've had a couple.
Do we say how many?
A couple here and there. My choice in women has not always been very good. I know that I'm easily intrigued. I'm not easily pleased, but I am easily intrigued. And there have been a few devils not so disguised even in the wake of my many years of love life. Anyway, enough about that. It's time for us to get into some social media, some gossipy stuff, courtesy of the trending list. And I find this interesting. The Tampa Bay Rays and other Major League Baseball teams are looking into social media, and one of the people that's under the microscope is a fellow named shortstop named Wander Franco. So let's find out what this social media stuff is all about right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hi, What is going on here? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on Good Day with a story of Wander Franco and some others, apparently. This past weekend, several players were made aware of the social media posts that are circulating, and this is one that is about him, about Franco. So they took the situation seriously and are in contact with Major League Baseball and its lawyers to conduct a survey, I guess, I don't know, a survey, investigation into its due diligence. They did not go into specifics about the social media posts. However, it looks like they could be racially motivated. He said he was aware, this guy Franco was aware of the situation. He did not say why he thought they were investigating, but they told him he must take the next few days off.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of ominous. So what is going on?
It was during a game that they became aware of whatever these social media posts are.
Yeah, but we don't know what the posts are, right? Did you find them? I didn't find them.
I'm not seeing anything other than the story itself of things that were circulating.
So what kind of credibility does it have if you don't have, or maybe it's so nasty they don't want to produce it? Some of these guys are not that smart, frankly, and some of them don't understand English very well. There are a lot of different things that go into the makeup of how this, and I'm not, I don't know this guy for nothing.
Yeah, some contact is, and he's 22, he's young, some contact.
He just signed a deal for $182 million.
Great relationship with a minor. That's.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's got a $182 million deal. He's playing baseball. Getting $182 million over the next 10 years. Good heavens. All right, here it is, 28 after. This is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. And thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us. If you can't come around, at least please tell me more.
Don't be cruel, your heart's true.
I know that we're doing this because we're doing Elvis Week and carrying over up until his death, but can we just make this a mainstay every day of the year?
Right, Elvis?
Elvis music.
Well, I could, if you can tell by listening to my enthusiasm. Oh, yeah. Easy. All right, Elvis Week. I'm celebrating that. It's a must-serve piece of the program. Must serve the host of the program as much as everybody likes Elvis. That's why he's been as long-standing as he has, if you will, because he died in 1977. Good heavens. That puts things into perspective. It's Monday, August the 14th, here on the Good Day program. Bird migration season. Oh, my God. People can't wait to talk about what's next. Let's not enjoy summertime. Let's talk about fall. Let's talk about going back to school. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. Halloween, Christmas, right around the corner.
Colors. Oh, have you noticed this in any stores? The Halloween candy?
Oh, like, yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups that are the pumpkin ones and Frankenstein something or other. I think it's Kit Kat. I don't know. But, yeah, Halloween is already like, you know what? Christmas in July is already gone. It's Halloween time. Let's go.
Let's go. My grandson starts school today. Seems inappropriate, August 14th. So he found out who his classmates. He's in a class of 24. Found out some of the classmates are people that he was with last year in the second grade. He's going into the third grade. He said, Gramps, some of those people are my friends. And I said, well, what about the others? He said, oh, not so much. Kids have the ability to be so honest.
Though.
Right, exactly. Some of them I like, some of them I don't like. It's okay. All right, so bird migration. It's time for us as a public service of the Good Day program to help you spot your avian friends that will be making their way south for the colder months, right? It happens twice a year. Hordes of birds fly thousands of miles to either be here or there. And one wonders, okay, what are the ornithologists looking at when they look at bird travel? Would you believe there is an All About Birds website? I guess.
Oh, I would. 110%. Yeah.
Well,
spend any amount of time on any walking trails, and you will see at least one person with this amazing, incredible camera who is just capturing owls or other wildlife. It is huge.
What's the name of the? It's not the National Wildlife Federation. What's the name of the Audubon Society? That's it. Looking for the Audubon. They are all over this. And they keep track of what's happening in the skies. And they actually have in that website the ability to go to your area, the All About Birds website, put in your zip code, and it'll tell you where the birds are, where they're going, when they're traveling, when you can see them. But you need to do it at night, because that's normally when they travel. They don't travel during the daytime. They travel at night. They fly at night, flight night. And it starts... Not now, it's a month or so, actually end of September, at least where I am, it starts. So, at any rate. So there are the birds that are migrating. Also, those of us up north are looking forward to the sharks migrating south again as soon as possible. And so, in legal, though, we were just talking about, scientists are following sharks, white sharks especially. Normally, white sharks travel alone. They don't like to be around other sharks. Apparently, they don't have any respect for other sharks. One shark at a time is enough. But there are a couple of sharks named Simon and Jekyll that were were identified by NOAA in their organizational research. And so they're following these two. They thought it was unusual that they were together because, usually, as I said, sharks are very solitary. They don't expect to see these sharks staying together, but Simon and Jekyll apparently are buddies. And so they're watching because they've got one of those, what do they call the things you put in the dog? It's a chip, right? They put the chip in. Right. They put the chips, same chip they put in the dog, they put in the sharks. Get close enough to them, and they just shoot them in with a dart gun, sort of. And so they were tagged off the southeast coast of our country in December, and they have moved since then 4,000 miles up the Atlantic coast. The last time they were seen, it was off the coast of Maine. And apparently they've made the trip two or three times. Isn't that amazing? They go up and down the entire coast which is 1,400 and some on almost 1,500 miles. Actually, more than that. If you go up to the very northernmost part of Maine and you go down to the Keys, it's almost 2,000 miles. And they've been back and forth a couple of times. Isn't that amazing that they're watching these two?
Mm-hmm.
I find that kind of stuff pretty
good. Good habits, yes, yeah.
Yep. All right, now speaking of animals, the whole situation on the wildfires in Hawaii and what's emerged as a problem for all of the pets that were there. Apparently, even there's a story about a fellow named Franklin Trejos with his dog Sam. He tried to save him, but he couldn't, and he died. We've got a toll of, 93 people now in the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the, the obvious concern of dogs.
Well, and a lot of people, it's not that they just necessarily left them in the homes. It was one of those things of...
They couldn't get to them.
They couldn't get to them, or they tried to take them as far as they themselves could, especially those who jumped in the water, and it almost became... In an essence, more cruel to try to keep your animal with you rather than let them go and hopefully they could survive somehow on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds off, but for how many people, even people who are traveling in families, had their young children with the inability to swim themselves, they had to hold them while treading water and trying to swim away.
Meanwhile, in general, the review of emergency response has started. These things were so intense. Actually, we didn't really, it was, I think, Wednesday of last week when we first started talking about it. Wasn't it Wednesday or Thursday when they really were fired up, fanned by the hurricane? And then it became obvious by Friday.
And these are the same, this is the same emergency system that, how long ago was it when the emergency system released it was supposed to be a draft or something, and it actually went out as a warning that there was an incoming missile that was pretty much going to take everybody out, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Right.
People were woken up, I think, 3 or 4 a.m., or maybe it was 6 p.m. or something, with this message that was a complete mistake.
There are 400 outdoor alarms on this island, and they're used to warn people, as you're suggesting, of that kind of an impending problem or natural disasters or whatever. Not one of them worked, and nobody has an explanation for it, because in practices they've worked wonderfully well, as you're just pointing out, or in uses for other things, but they did not work. I keep going back because I'm beating the drum for AM radio, but that's the only connection that people had to AM stations that were still on the air, even on other islands, that they could hear and to get information about, what to do, where to go. And there's actually no place to go. That was one of the problems. Anyway, just another angle on this thing that's so difficult to absorb, frankly. A Houston woman just celebrated her 114th birthday. Let's make this a celebration instead of always in the murky waters off Hawaii. Let's talk about this oldest living person. She's in Texas, one of the oldest living people in the United States, oldest living person in Texas, Elizabeth Francis. She says, age is just a number. Sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked about how it feels to be 114. She says, quote, I just thank the good Lord for keeping me. Most people who get older, that's their philosophy. You can almost verbatim hear that same thing from all people who live to be that age. Very interesting. This lady was all dressed up, celebrated her special day with five generations of her family. Her daughter is 94 years old.
So longevity runs in
the
their
family.
Genes.
For got a granddaughter who's 68.
That's wonderful, because I always think about people who live to be a significantly elder age and how much loss they have witnessed just because they're outliving everybody they love and care about, and to see that this is a family where, pretty much all of them are
alive. You know what they did
alive
for her
thinking.
Birthday? They got a bunch of stuff from Chick-fil-A. Well, they celebrated the birthday. She was born in 1909. William Taft was the president. She was born in Louisiana. She moved to Houston. And in the 70s and 80s, she ran the coffee shop at the television station. And she's always said she had lots of faith. But at any rate, Her sister died when she was 106. Good Lord. What a family, huh? The ages.
Oh, and what an incredible amount of things that she has seen and witnessed across so many generations.
Yeah. All right, here's life, death, birth, infinity, all that good stuff. New York woman is now the mother of a healthy baby boy after going into labor at a Pink concert. This was, Pink was in Boston last week. So apparently she went out with a bunch of girls. Do you do this? Take a girl's trip out and just go over to town? She was not expecting to have a problem because she was only 31 weeks. How long, how many, what stage were you at when you gave birth to Mac?
They had to take him a little bit early. They were monitoring me for a while, and he was born when I was 37 weeks.
37 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the typical is 40.
Yeah. So 31, she's 9 weeks early with this. But she went into, and apparently Pink knew what was going on. Right? And that's been even more interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
This has nothing to do with the birth here. Happened in my hometown, so it's in all the local newspapers. And Pink apparently went to visit her at the hospital. And
that's awesome. Yep. I love hearing stuff like that with celebrities. There is one story of Harry Styles when he was doing a concert, and he interacts with the crowd a lot. And there was a pregnant woman, and he was asking her some questions. And then it came up that she mentioned she actually really had to use the restroom, but she didn't want to go because she didn't want to miss anything. And so he's like, well, go ahead. I'll stall. I won't start singing anything until you get back. And he gave her a restroom break really quickly while he just riffed with the other audience members. And when she came back, he started singing again.
Yep, there you go. I'm really something special. All right, the other thing that has to do with global warming, we seem to be going around in a circle here with the things we're talking about. So far this year, there have been 65 people who have died due to rip currents. And obviously because the summer season isn't over yet, rip currents are a problem that have increased because of, again, I guess global warming, that kind of stuff. Got to be careful at the beach. You just really have to. And you should be swimming in front of a lifeguard, that sort of thing. Know what the weather is. Don't fight the rip current if you get in it. Just kind of go with the flow. And you'll be okay. Speaking of okay, hey, it's okay. It's 48 after either on good day.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, 53 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program. It's Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Chucker is off today, so he can't hear me tell you how fabulous those two nights in Las Vegas will be. It's like going to Hollywood. Hooray for Vegas time. La, 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 right?
Yes.
So Hollywood, hooray for Vegas time. So call him up. 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. This is so easy. No questions asked. Just get on the line. Be the first 10 so you actually talk to an operator, or you can go back later and get in on the two free nights.
And I think a lot of people, when they think of Vegas, they think of gambling or doing that kind of stuff. And if that's not your
eating.
Thing, you don't even have to, you don't have to really step foot in a casino. There's so many shows and music, and oh my goodness, don't even get me started on the food.
Yep.
Vegas has an incredible food scene.
Yum, yum. All right, so we were talking off the air about Emily Deschanel and Carla Gallo, who are reminiscing on a new podcast called The Rewatch, Bones Rewatch. This, she played Dr. Temperance Brennan. Apparently they go into a studio and they watch the film and they have fans.
And this is one of those big things that a lot of actors from previous shows that were fan favorites are doing. Wintry Hill has one.
Yeah.
I believe New Girl is doing one.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, right. So you can check it out. It's wherever you get your podcast, kind of like us when we talk about our Good Day Health podcast, the American Family Farmer podcast, the Food Farm Family stuff, Good Day itself. Get Good Day all day at gooddayshow.com and the Good Day Health stuff at gooddayhealthshow.com. There are a myriad. It seems like millions of podcasts. And people are finding it a great, I don't know if it's distraction. I'm sure there are plenty of podcasts on what's going on in Hollywood, what's going on with the strike. I thought it was very interesting. The people who have been heard, here's Mara Wilson. You know her? She's the star of Matilda.
Mm-hmm.
She said she never made enough money to get health care. Now, that's hard to believe, given, I mean, it goes back to the 1990s when the film came out, but she never made enough. You have to make X number of dollars in order to get their health care.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on strike.
Never made enough. And she did so many things. She was in Mrs. Doubtfire and, and then what was it? Mandy Moore recently said that she made, I think, like less than a dollar.
Yeah,
in streaming from This Is Us. And that's one of the big things. It's not only all about AI, it's about the streaming. And when shows would go off the air, or even if they were still on the air, they would have the syndication and playing the reruns, they'd get a certain amount. They'd get the residuals from that. Well, with streaming, you don't get any residuals. And most stations, most network stations on TV, they play the same shows over and over again. Like, there's a block of, I think, Supernatural, and then Bones comes on, and every so often they'll change things up, and maybe it's the Castle with Nathan Fillion or something,
that's
or The Mentalist.
Yeah, right, those are all good shows.
It's not everything that you've ever done. Friends, I'm sure they're making a buttload of residuals, because that's played for hours on end every day on certain networks.
Same with Seinfeld. Make a lot. But then you
have the other ones, that solely go to streaming, and it's like you only make the one Big Bang buck, and now we're finding out it's really not even that much money in the Big Bang buck.
Here's a Hulu and Netflix star saying she doesn't make enough money to support her children, the Adventures of Sabrina. I don't know what that's about on Netflix. Have you seen that?
Oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. That's actually a really good one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the story. Who is the star of that? Somebody named Cook. I don't know who that is, but they're all complaining, as well they ought to. They get paid per episode. 2 weeks of work, she got $7,500 a week. Then it's taxed. Then a manager takes 10%. Agent takes 10%. Lawyer gets 5%. And then what's left? So if you're on, if you're a big star in a headlining TV series, like all the folks on Blue Bloods, their base is $250,000 an episode. And it goes up from there. Tom Selleck is, I think, making $450, $475, and the kids are making, you know, $200, $250, Will Estes and Vanessa Ray. So those people, and they get, the stuff that's on network TV has a different sort of setup, as you're suggesting, than what gets, how they're paid on streaming. And that may be one of the things, one of the reasons that these greedy so-and-sos that run these big production houses, they want it to be on streaming, because they have to pay, you know, the side gig, if you will, the side money that's due to people that are on the networks. I don't know. It seems like a pretty seamy bunch of greedy you-know-whats running these networks and production facilities. Wish them good luck. That's it. 59 after on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.